I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hey, listeners, just a quick word to let you know that Alchemy This will be performing live on stage at the Dynasty Typewriter Theater on May 7th. Go to dynastytypewriter.com for tickets. We're performing May 7th. We'd love to have you come out and join us. Write to us, in fact, after the show and let us know how much you enjoyed it. See you all May 7th at Alchemy This, live at the Dynasty Typewriter Theater! Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. What's that? I'd be happy to help you move. Sure. Just make sure there's pizza after, you scamp. But I digress. I simply could not be happy to be back in the studio with all of you for another episode of Alchemy This. Let's meet our alchemists, shall we, in no particular order. Please say hello to Craig Kakowski. Cacao, what was the last birthday present that surprised you?
My 21st birthday, I was put in a cart in the grocery aisle and wheeled around the grocery store for a surprise party in the cheese aisle.
Well, that's what I have here.
Yes.
That's the correct answer.
Thank God.
Oh, goodness. I'll be a gleeful so-and-so. It's Vanessa Raglan. Vanish.
Hey.
What season of the year would you like to last all year?
Oh, fall.
Aw. I'm falling for that answer. Hey, look, it's James Heaney. June Carney, what's your dessert of choice?
I like hot chocolate inside of a brownie. It's like a fudge. It's a brownie. Like when you cut it open, it oozes hot chocolate. I don't know what that is.
Volcano cake.
Thank you.
Way to pull that one out, by the way. We were going down a slippery slope there. Yay, it's Lady Kakowski.
Hello.
Carla, what would your first royal decree be?
Dogs for everyone.
Yeah. And last, but you will cry for me, Argentina, if you think him least. It's Chris Alvarado. My dear Christmas, fill in the following. With socks like these, I can blank.
Never lose.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. That is also the correct answer.
Yeah, good, good. With socks like these, I can never lose. Let's get to our first scene, shall we? First up is from listener. These are all from your listener emails. Write to us, as always, your name here at alchemythis.com. We'd love to hear from you. And I should also mention, I hope you're enjoying the 2 episodes per week. Don't forget to check us out Tuesdays and Thursdays. Yeah, and let us know in your emails at alchemy at your name here at alchemythis.com how you're enjoying that. First, I just can't believe, as mentioned in the past, we have a glass ceiling in this particular studio, and above us on the second floor, our producer Sophie Lichterman, our dog, whose name is Anderson Cooper, has decided to fall asleep. I'm going to say arms and legs akimbo, and the undercarriage is something we'll be posted on our Instagram.
Yeah.
Oh man, perfect.
Appears to be fixed.
Appears to be fixed. Thank you. Yeah. Don't forget to neuter.
It's a lady dog. It's a lady dog.
She's a lady
Carla,
dog.
Don't be like nasty.
Well, we were making it sound like Anderson Cooper could only be a male dog.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
we're going to start a scene from a listener, Chase Sabansky. Hello, alchemists. I first heard of Alchemy This through another podcast on the How Stuff Works Network and whimsically thought, I'll give it a try. I have to say that I regret nothing. Oh, there's our best review yet. I start my days early at 4 a.m. and I need a little more than just coffee to wake me up, so I listen to my favorite scenes from your podcast, such as the author of How to Murder Your Husband Stands Trial and a fortune teller, to name a few. Needless to say, it gets me into a positive mindset I need for my job. Well, we are thrilled to provide you with that service, Chase. He goes on, since I've listened to your podcast from its very first episode, I've brainstormed different ideas that I thought you might like. Here's one now. Set around the year 1492, different explorers compete with Christopher Columbus and meet with a king or queen to explain what shape they think the earth is and explain why their trip should be funded. Thanks for being yourselves, Chase Sabansky. Are we ready for the next one, Gov?
Yes. Bring in the next explorer, please.
My siege. I shall do that.
Hello, Your Highness, your royal person.
What is thy name,
hi,
explorer?
My name is Spencer, and I come from a land far, far away. And
Are you for hire?
Yes, sir, I am. And as a matter of fact, I am here to sell you not only myself, but my big ideas. Now, are you ready to hear what I have to say?
Well, you're here, aren't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, imagine this. Put your hands together as if you were praying, please.
You dare to order the king?
No. That wasn't my intention. I'm trying to... I'll do it. I'll show you. As I put my hands together to pray, you see that it forms some kind of... whatever this shape would be, right?
A steeple.
Now, I believe...
So this is the church... This is the steeple.
Right, and look inside, and...
And what? What is there?
Fingers, I believe, Gav.
That's right, the people. So, here's what I'm saying to you, okay? I believe the world, the earth, is shaped like a steeple.
Should I get the next one?
No, wait.
Is it my turn yet?
Just about me.
I understand how this works. If you don't choose my idea, I am killed. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so just give me one more second here. So what I need is a couple of ships to be hoisted into the sky, because that's where I believe the Earth ends.
So rather than sailing off into the sunset to look for new worlds, you're going to hoist ships into the sky.
Yes, sir, where I will believe I will also find new worlds. So what do you think?
Off with his head.
Hello, is it my turn yet?
Yeah, step up.
Hello, Edith here.
A woman?
Yes, but a woman of male ideas.
Oh. I'm intrigued.
I'd love to be an explorer, and... what I'd like to do, I assume the world is made of bumps and grooves. I'd like to go to different lands and just sort of meet the people there and respect them and not hurt them and not take in. No, I'm anti-pillaging, but I would like to doodle them. I've become an accomplished doodler, yes, sirness. And if you'd like to look at my scratch pad,
This is what you were drawing while you were waiting in line?
And there's his head rolling
off. Is that supposed to be? That looks exactly like Spencer's head, yes.
It was a quick doodle.
That was very good.
Papa, is it our turn yet?
I don't think it's our turn yet, but be patient. We'll be there soon.
So the world is made of bumps and grooves.
Yes, yes, and I intend to over the bumps and through the grooves and meet the different people and respect them.
And not kill them? And take their land?
No, why would I do that?
What is the point of exploring, Edith?
I suppose to meet new people, make new friends. I'm an extrovert, although I seem like an introvert. I do love meeting new people.
Sweetie, please close your eyes. I think she's going to be
I think you're right.
Could I commission a portrait of you?
Of me?
Yes, could you doodle?
You want me to do me?
Are you able to doodle yourself?
Of course I can doodle myself.
Doodle a picture of your head looking exactly like Spencer's head.
Okay.
Should
in
I
the
close
previous
them now?
Picture.
Now?
I got it.
Please.
Here we go.
Now?
Oh.
Yes.
Off with her head!
Oh, darn it. I didn't do it quickly enough.
All right, you two, step up, please.
My lord, I have brought my daughter a small woman of extraordinary...
Yes, I'll take her.
Come with me. Wait,
wait, wait.
Go with the king.
Oh, good. Papa, goodbye. Goodbye, Papa.
Okay.
Oh, all right, I realized there was another clause at the end of that sentence. Please.
Oh, my lord, she is kind of the explorer in the family. If she could really help me pitch this idea, it would help. I can't picture myself without a head.
What is your daughter's name?
Her name is Gertrude.
Gertrude the Explorer.
Well, yes.
Your Highness, I hate to interrupt. I just want to let you know that we do have the shark tank ready.
Oh, great. Yes. So we have three experts that you're going to pitch.
Oh, no, Your Highness.
No,
I meant the actual tank full of sharks.
Oh, yes.
That we will throw the person into if they don't please you.
Excellent.
Terrific.
Okay, well, I really hope that this pleases you. Really, it's her idea, and...
I'm back. I'm back.
Thank God.
I ran away. First I killed him, then I ran.
So she'd like to tell you all about her ideas of the world.
Speak, girl!
Okay, well, could you put your hands together like this? Like you're
I've
praying.
I've been through this before.
I bet I have
a different take on it. This is very different.
A different take? Oh,
put your hands
right.
together like this, as though you're praying. And then go ahead and... What would you call this shape? Would you call it a triangle, perhaps? Or maybe a...
A triangle.
Okay,
yes, I like that.
A triangle. Great. And now, this is exactly what the Earth looks like.
This?
A triangle.
It's got three sides and elliptical in shape. It gets narrow at the top and...
I'd love to see your work on that.
Okay, I have a whole giant scroll right here. Could you hold the end of this, please?
Yes, all right.
Okay, it's going to take a few hours to unroll it.
This is a long scroll.
But I have many months spent figuring out all of the mathematical equations to prove this.
Your Highness, I'm going to need to break the guard soon for lunch. So do you have any idea how long this is going to take, miss? Sorry, what was your name again?
Gertrude. My daughter is Gertrude.
The Explorer.
Right, of course. So any idea? How much longer we're going to be here? I've just got guards, and it's a union thing if I don't break him in
several,
time.
Please don't go to the guards. You no need to look and see what's going on with the guards. They're certainly alive and
all
well
right,
somewhere.
Swipe this scroll from Gertrude the Explorer.
Swipe it?
Swipe it.
Take it, you mean?
No, I mean swipe it, swiper.
Right, swipe. I shall swipe. Swiping.
And throw them in the shark tank.
Hello, is it my turn?
Ready for the next one, Gov?
Yes, bring in the next one.
I think the world is made to look like a lollipop. Have you ever seen a lollipop, sire? Would you like to buy a lollipop, sire?
Well, I like to buy it. Wait a minute.
Would you like to buy my...
Do you have a coherent proposal to explore the world, or are you merely trying to sell me a lollipop?
Oh, my school's doing something for scurvy, so if you could buy a lollipop, then I could get on to the big explore.
All right, well, it looks like you won the class competition. You sold the most lollipops.
That's right, I did, and I didn't lose my head either.
You're adorable. Okay, give me all the money.
Teacher,
give it to me.
Isn't it going to the kids with scurvy?
I have scurvy.
I You've got scurvy.
Not true. I'm a liar.
Take all me money, I guess.
And now get out on the street and you live there forever and ever.
What kind? No, I've got parents. They won't let that happen to me.
You haven't got parents.
I've got a nanny.
You're an imaginary friend is what she is.
You're so mean. Ow! You bit me.
You looked rather scrumptious.
You want me to be your child, perhaps? You know I'm a pretty good hustler, Teach. If you think this is a lot of money, that's what I got pushing lollies. Imagine what I could get pushing other stuff.
All right, go back to the king and I want you to sell the other stuff.
I don't have other stuff.
You just said you had other stuff.
Think about if you got me.
Where is your head, girl? Did you lose yourself in your own thoughts?
I was just remembering some stuff. So you like ideas, sire?
Yes, I like new and original ideas.
You like feeling like you're flying?
I do like feeling like I'm flying.
You like forgetting your pain?
Pain?
You want to be free, sire?
Sciatica, sir. You do have sciatica.
I do have terrible sciatica.
Oh, try this. It's on me, please.
Is it an ergonomic throne?
It's not an ergonomic throne, but if you put it up your nose, it makes your brain ergonomic.
Papa, I'm certain we can get through this. Just when the shark comes close, punch it in the nose.
Okay, I'll try to punch it in the nose. It's just that these sharks
And I know it's scary that they make those noises as well. But really, you got this.
Okay, I'll give it a quick...
All right. No need to scream.
Oh, how I love watching the Shark Tank.
Your Highness, move a step aside, little girl.
Oh,
you may have heard of me. Are you a little boy?
I'm an urchin.
I can't tell. I am Christopher Columbus.
He seems like a bit of an asshole.
Christopher Columbus.
Yes, sir.
You're Italian, are you not?
Yes.
That explains the accent.
I have a proposal for you.
What is it, sir?
First of all, I believe that the Earth is... I look flat.
What? I said triangle, sir. It's a triangle.
I think it's shaped like a lollipop.
That's right. I escaped the Shark Tank.
Okay, go on.
Gertrude the Explorer has somehow gotten out of the Shark Tank.
That's right. I might be a little girl, but I have the strength of many men.
Well, I never got put in the Shark Tank, so I think that's good for me.
So it's your choice. Now, not only do I like to rape and pillage, I think, like you, that women should doodle themselves.
I enjoy watching women doodle themselves. Yes.
I feel like I should close my ears for this part.
No. So, you have the lollipop...
Urchin.
Kid.
I'm a lollipop urchin.
Are you from the Lollipop Guild, by any chance?
No. My dad's from the Lollipop Guild. Okay. I'm working toward it.
You have...
Gertrude the Explorer. We've said it several times.
Who believes the Earth is a triangle? Is that right?
That is correct.
Or me, your boy. Christopher Columbus from Italy.
Genoa, specifically, I believe.
Your right. Highness, if I could have a word.
Yes.
If you don't mind, please.
Yes.
Right, so this Columbus fella... He's got quite a reputation.
He appeared to be brave.
He's very brave, very brave. Loves the raping and the pillaging, and genocide. Apparently, he's looking
he's from Genoa
to killing many people. Is that why they call it genocide?
I think so.
It makes sense now that you've done the math for me, sir. But the lollipop girl again. Something about spherical sense of the world is. I've talked to the board, and they would like to encourage you to consider her.
Oh, the board, yes. Ultimately, it's their call.
Well, it's the church, really.
Yes, yeah. Yes, the board of the church.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Columbus says the world is flat for
right.
some reason.
Right.
Which makes sense, right? You go up far enough and there'll be dragons.
And the
right?
idea is that we could keep an eye on him through some sort of device that would allow us to see further, right? As he went out further and further. But at some point he's going to go beyond our vision. And if the world is flat, will he come back?
That's right. But if the world is the shape of a lollipop...
Right, lolly world, we call it.
If the world is a lolly world...
Right.
Eventually, you'd make it around to the same point.
The church has come up with the word circumvent.
Circumvent.
Yes, they like that very much.
That sounds like a church word.
Mr. Columbus, I have a boyfriend already.
Look, you have a boyfriend, but what you really need is a man friend.
I don't think so. I'm really uninterested.
You've got to back up. You're really in a space right now.
I'm in her space?
Yeah. Or I'm in his space.
No, you're doing fine, Gertrude. He's in your space.
Oh, okay.
Okay, ladies, perhaps you've never seen a man
do... Don't call me lady, I'm an urchin.
Okay. Don't call me lady, I'm a girl.
Okay, watch me do push-ups. One...
I'm really disinterested in this man.
I don't like
I have reached three. My decision. The world is in the shape...
Here it comes.
...of a... lollipop.
Oh, that was mine. We've got to watch out for the stick, right, sir?
I would still like to execute this urchin and send Columbus on the trip.
Yay!
It's because he's a man, isn't
it? Yes, that's right.
May I bring a girlfriend?
I have a boyfriend.
You can come along with me if you'd like.
Oh, look. Oh, Shark Tank, here I go.
Wait, don't jump in.
Going back to the Shark Tank.
Wow. She willingly went in the Shark Tank.
She dove back in to conclude that scene. Perfect. Oh, man. The takeaways from that particular one are going to stay with me for a little while.
So historically and accurate, too.
Really, verbatim.
Thanks for helping us, Craig.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
Same old us. Oh,
yeah. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed, and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Our second scene was emailed in by Andy with an I. Andy with an I, who writes, "Hello, Alchemist. I listen to your show on the way to work, and you always make me laugh. When I listen to In Flight Madness, I had to pull off the highway because I couldn't see through my tears. And thank you. For those of the rest of you listening, please do pull off the highway or common roads when you can't see through your tears." Andy with an I continues, "I was crying, laughing. I'd like to throw out a scene idea, a competitive and quirky bunch of cashiers at a discount store like, oh, let's say Marshall's, who have been trying to catch a clever old woman who has been shoplifting for years and never been caught. Keep doing what you do. It's hilarious. Thank you, Andy Matera, Warren, Rhode Island." Check out an outboard.
Excuse me, boss.
Yeah.
I am not trying to brown nose, but I feel like we're having a lot of loss of inventory and some of—
Oh, you're feeling—
I've
got numbers that back the fact that we're having inventory loss.
Couldn't help it over here, but I know why.
What is it, Trixie?
People have been stealing.
Not people. Not people.
People? It is people. There are not aliens.
It's a one person. It's a one person.
So that's still a people.
Trixie, do you agree with Tim Tom that it is one, in fact, one person?
I do think it is one people.
Okay, and who is this one people?
That crazy old bitch.
Trixie, I have gotten a whole piece. I've gotten a paperwork. This folder was filled with information.
Research.
You're
Can
just,
we call
you're
it research,
too long.
Tim Tom?
People want to get right to the goss. Am I right or
yes,
am I right?
Yes, please.
So what we think it is that crazy old bitch with the big old tummy, because we think maybe part of that tummy ain't tummy. You know what we think it is? It's merch. It's hot, hot merch.
Agnes is her name. Let's please call her by her name.
Okay. Crazy old bitch named Agnes.
She's lived her whole life, and I don't know that we can jump to these sort of conclusions.
Well, then why don't we just let her keep stealing if we don't care?
I brought in two detectives.
Ooh, I'd like to assign. Are they single?
Well, let's find out. Gentlemen?
Oh.
I'm happily married.
All right. It's complicated.
All right.
We can work with that.
Now, please tell these two detectives what it is you think is going on.
You want to go first since you got the paper written
well,
up?
Well, if you just take a look at this pie diagram.
We'd rather you just tell us.
I'll tell you.
Okay, talk to us.
So there's this
pie diagram?
It's a pie diagram.
I'd pitch pie diagram.
Pie diagram, okay. That's really good. So
there's this crazy old bitch named Agnes. She comes in every day around 11 a.m.
Can you describe her a little bit, please?
She's squatty. Got purplish hair, but she doesn't mean for it to be purple. It's like a gray, like a tint, you know, when that happens. Mm-hmm. Big old glasses.
Okay, how big?
Bullfrog. You know?
Bullfrog.
She's got a dog in her bag.
What kind of dog?
Breed
of the dog?
I think it's like a Bichon. It's like a white thing.
I've taken a couple pictures. It's towards the end. Give me
1 second.
I did a sketch.
Okay.
Doing a sketch as well. Let me see your sketch.
I went to art school. Didn't pan out for me.
Look at this. Look at the shading on that.
That's really good.
I have a picture if you want to see. It's just.
I think we've got everything we need here.
Okay. Well, this is for my.
All right, it's 11 a.m. Here we go, Anderson Cooper. What do you want today, sweetheart? You can tell me. Oh, I love Milky Ways. I'm going to get some hair dye, some Milky Ways for you, of course. Hey, I need some socks. You too. All right, we'll get some socks. Oh, you got to stay in the bag now, sweetheart. Yeah, you don't want to get out of the bag. Don't want to call too much attention to us. Okay.
Agnes? Yes.
Oh.
Excuse me.
You know my name.
you've been coming here for a while.
Yes, but I choose not to talk to you specifically.
You're dodging me in these aisles.
I couldn't imagine why.
Is there anything I can help you find in the store?
Did you just call me fat?
No.
I'm not fat.
I didn't. I would never say that.
Tim Tom, could you please come to cashier four? Tim Tom, cashier four.
Okay. Tim Tom.
Behave yourself,
oh,
Agnes.
Oh, boy. Brr. Brr.
It seems that the perp is in the store.
The perp is in the store.
I want to say something quickly, and that's that I think you're a good man. Okay.
Well, thank you. I know things are kind of tough with your marriage right now.
Hey, y'all, the perp is in the store, I think.
Okay, yeah, we know.
Do you need help with anything? Why is there a candle lit in here?
Trixie, let me ask you a question.
Where's that music coming from?
Would you mind looking into my partner's eyes?
Wow, those are pretty like the
that's
sea.
That's what I keep telling him.
They're really like the sea, aren't they? They sort of like blue and then gray and then blue and then gray.
I just want him to love himself as much as his wife loves him. And I don't think that's too much to ask.
Is that a thing that's not been happening, or?
I suffer from depression.
Oh, I got a cousin that has that.
Yeah, it's tough sometimes. Anyway.
Good luck.
Thank you. What's the purpose in the store?
Yeah, I think she's stuffing tons of stuff up her dress right now.
All right.
Excuse me, guys. The purpose in the store.
We know. I told him, Tom.
Let's check. Check the sketch.
Okay.
Detective. Here's a new one I made, okay. And I also made a location sketch where she currently is.
Detectives, we don't have surveillance cameras. We can't afford them. But I'd be happy to ask Agnes in. You can interview her yourselves.
We'd like to see her.
Should we bring her in?
No. We'd like to see her in the act of it.
You want to catch her in the act?
That's right. We're going to pretend like we are shoppers.
Peeps. I love peeps. I know you love peeps too, Anderson. Okay, all right, now move back just a little bit. I'm gonna stick this under your little tummy. I'm gonna stick some in my tummy too, under my sweater.
Oh, pardon me, ma'am. Weird question here. I'm shopping for my mother-in-law. Mm-hmm. I don't really know sizes and all that kind of stuff.
Did you just call me fat?
Pardon me?
Did you just call me fat, sir?
No, ma'am. I was just going to ask you about a color of a top.
You know, you millennials really need to learn to respect your elders.
I'm 43. I'm not sure that makes me a millennial.
Sure. Well, why not? It's the 2000s, right?
Yeah. Okay. Jeez. Thanks.
Stay in there, Anderson. Take a breath. It's fine.
Hey, tag me out. You got to get out there.
Tagging in. Boy, a lot of great sales today, huh?
Excuse me, are you talking to me, sir?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my God, your eyes. I've never seen eyes like that before.
They're kind of a blue-gray.
It's like an ocean. I'm swimming right now. Salt water.
I need to find a birthday present for my wife, who I love dearly.
You have a wife?
I do.
That's too bad. Shh, Anderson's flirting with you right now.
Oh, ow! Ow!
She likes to bite.
Oh, I got nipped a little bit there.
Yeah.
Anderson is a girl's name?
Duh.
Anything you'd recommend? Something under...
Your wife?
Something under 20 bucks.
Oh, sure. Well, I mean, it totally depends, but I enjoy rubber bands. You can use them for a multitude of things.
Rubber bands?
Hair.
Hey, Tim Tom, you seem really... you want to be a part of this investigation, don't you?
I mean, I had a long reconnaissance and setup. I've been studying this for a while, and I feel like I've just been forgotten.
We have a job for you.
Oh, my God. Yes.
But it's going to be dangerous. I'm not going to lie.
I'm ready for danger. This is the most boring job in the world. I'm ready to get out.
We need you to take out the dog.
Okay. Newspapers, bananas, if you want to just put some bananas together, and they're loose.
Like an assortment of bananas?
Oh, excuse me. Oh, I couldn't help but notice there's no dogs allowed in this store.
I don't have a dog.
I hear it growling.
That is my stomach?
I'm going to have to...
Did you just call me fat, sir?
Trixie, I know you want to be a part of this investigation.
I'd love to, but I mean, it's no big deal if I can't.
No, it's a big deal if you
I'm fine with whatever.
No, we need you.
Oh, thank you.
This is going to be dangerous.
Okay.
I need you to take out my partner.
Like to dinner?
Like to killing.
Like to killing, did
but
you
it's,
say?
You're on the right side of the law, so
Wait,
you're
like
going
to
be protected.
Like to killing?
Like to killing.
You want to kill that man you're in love with?
It's, first of all, I've never said that out loud, and it's weird to hear it, frankly. You're not wrong. But more importantly, I'm in love with
him. You were so in love with him.
I'm more in love with doing the right.
If the lady says she doesn't have a dog, sir, she doesn't have a dog.
Thank you, Blue Eyes.
I need to take that dog out of her hands.
I don't have, this is not a dog.
Well,
in
then
my
let
hands.
Me look at your purse.
Tim Tam, can we not yell at the customers?
I'm not
please?
Yelling. This is just an aggressive.
Pardon me, ma'am, sir.
That's right. I'm just a customer here.
I'm sorry. Your eyes are astonishing.
Thank you.
It's like a blue gray. It's like a civil war going on
That's
in your eyes.
It's good to hear because I'm having a tough day.
You are. All right, Tim Tam, please, in my office.
Oh, my. Am I really in
now,
trouble?
Now.
Okay.
Tim Tam, what a name.
It's Blah. Tim Tom.
Blah.
Tim Tom, seriously, what the hell's going on?
Listen,
out there?
I'm on a secret mission right now.
What the hell does that even mean?
I've been recruited by the detectives. I'm pretty much
what
a cop.
Detectives are you talking about?
What do you mean, what detectives?
There's... Oh no, you didn't fall for that, did you?
Wait!
Tracy, it's important to take him out right now.
I think you should kiss him.
I will once he's dying.
No, just see. Maybe he feels the same way. I don't
okay,
want to kill
I'll
him.
Kiss him and then you kill him.
Only if you kiss him first and really see how it makes you feel.
Okay, Pinky. Promise?
Pinky promise.
Okay.
I mean, when I look in your eyes, I feel like I could tell you anything. I could tell you the truth about anything.
Can I ask you something?
I said I would tell you the truth. It's my stomach.
Are you stealing from this store?
Yes.
I thought we talked these detectives in to stop the stealing.
No, they're not detectives.
Then what are they?
What's the matter with you?
Me?
Yes.
You, but...
These two fellas, they're not detectives. I introduced them as detectives, yeah. But the truth of the matter is...
Is?
They're shoppers.
Oh, my...
And that's the way you need to treat them, like they're just shoppers. Oh, are we on the same page now?
Now we're on the...
Hey, looks like you got things handled over here.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Let me just put this aromatherapy candle here and light it.
Great.
I'll leave y'all alone
it's Agnes,
for a second.
Is that right?
Everybody knows my name today. I'm not even wearing a name tag or anything.
You're pretty popular.
Well, it's because I have purple hair.
Yeah.
Y'all want to try some of this fondue? I just warmed up the pot. You could feed him.
Sure.
I do love fondue.
I think today is a day about being honest. We understand that you
I look in your eyes and I just want to tell lies. I don't want to tell you one true thing.
Yeah. Agnes, we brought you in today into the office, that is. Thank you again for shopping here on a daily basis. It means the world to us.
It's like a home for me
And
here.
We appreciate that. These two fellows are in from out of St. Louis, in from out of town. And they're just a couple quick questions, and then we can just let you back on your way, if that'd be okay.
Okay, yeah. I'm happy
Terrific.
To answer questions.
Thank you, Jim.
Okay, quick question. Do you think he has any feelings for me?
No.
Okay. Do you think he would enjoy being kissed by me?
This is very strange. This is some millennial bullshit we got going on in here today.
Agnes, first of all, again, thank you for shopping here every day. Just looking for some straightforward answers as opposed to critiques. Thank you. Yes or no?
I'll tell you something. This is some rich, rich fondue.
I wouldn't know. Trixie.
Trixie, wait.
Wait, Trixie, I didn't kiss him yet.
You have to kiss him.
I don't know. Okay,
you
come
were supposed
here.
To, I set the mood.
That's a choke kiss. I've seen that in the movies. That's a choke kiss.
I love you.
Suck
I love
the chocolate
you.
Out
I
of
love
his
you.
Throat.
I love you. I love you.
Suck the chocolate out of his throat.
I gotta let him die.
I gotta tell you something.
No.
What's that?
I'm not a detective.
What?
I'm not a cop.
Either am I.
What are you?
Either am I.
You son of a bitch, you betrayed me.
You betrayed me first. Are you married?
No, I was never married.
Are you even depressed?
No, I'm not depressed.
Anderson, calm down.
What the hell's going on here? Trixie, Tim Tom.
What's that make me? I thought I was undercover.
I just killed a guy because you told me to kill a guy, but I didn't think I was going to have to kill him because I thought you were going to kiss him first. What is going
Trixie,
on?
Trixie, I know how to get us out of this.
Okay, Agnes.
Come under my sweater and I'll smuggle you out of this situation.
Where did Trixie go?
I don't know where she went.
She was just right here. Agnes, have you seen Trixie?
Yes, no.
Partner. My nameless partner. My life partner. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Can I get underneath that
Can I get?
I don't know what you're talking
please,
about.
Please, can I just get? I need to disappear.
Look at me, Agnes. Full, I need to disappear.
You're full of lies and hate, man.
That's true. That's true. So what?
So what?
Yeah.
So what? What?
Damn. Good point.
Tim Tom.
I really feel like I was about to venture a new career, and now I don't even think I'm connected to
Do
the detective.
Do you have any facts you'd like to share with Agnes now that she's here?
Well, here's some pictures I've taken of you, and
oh, a fan.
This is I'm not a fan. I think you're busted is what I'm trying to say. And this is a picture of you feeding your
Did
dog.
Did you just
peeps.
Call me busty?
That's not what I said. I said you're busted.
I'm going to try some of this fondue while you two are talking.
I wouldn't eat that.
Would you like to fill out a complaint, Agnes?
I would like to fill out a complaint. First of all, I dislike his name.
Tim Wait, Tom.
Tim what? Tom. Mm-hmm. It is not a good name for you, sir.
I mean, that's not nothing that you can write me up for, is it?
Is it?
Not yet.
Good. So there's not really any complaints, and you're a shoplifter. And if I was store manager, I wouldn't allow you in here.
Let's take a look at these photographs that Tim Tom has gathered. What's going on in this first one? Can you tell us?
Well, here I am trying to decide between sheer or black pantyhose.
Right.
Anderson told me to go with the black ones.
And then this next photo.
And in this next photo, I'm looking and I'm trying to decide, you know, do I want the large undies or the small undies? Small. I go for small.
Hey, everybody. We got someone new, someone who's going to live with us underneath the Agnes shirt. Look, hi, welcome her. Hi.
Oh, my gosh, this is gorgeous.
That's right.
Wow. Hey, y'all. What are you, a chinchilla? And you're a candle?
I'm a man.
Oh, you're a man.
Yeah. Yeah. Most of us here are humans.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
I'm a magazine.
You look like a magazine.
Except
that
for the magazine. Yeah. Yeah. What's your name?
Trixie.
Nice to meet you, Trixie.
What's your name, honey?
We don't have names here.
Oh, so I'm not Trixie anymore?
Not anymore. Starting right now.
What the fuck, motherfucker? I'm a fishing pole.
You're a what?
A fishing pole.
Yeah. A fishing pole is in here?
I got some gas.
Exactly. So in this picture, I was taking a fishing pole. I was buying
Pardon
a
me.
Fishing pole. Tim Tom?
Say that again. You're taking a fishing pole?
I'm buying a fishing pole in this picture.
Yeah, but the thing is the pantyhose, the underwear, those ended up in your purse.
How could you talk about my undergarments like it's a casual conversation, sir?
You made it a public conversation when you stole it, Agnes.
I didn't steal. I don't steal. If I shoplift anything, I lift other shoppers'
Give me that purse. Let's empty this purse out and see what's
don't
inside.
Don't you touch my purse. Get him, Anderson. Get him.
Ow, ow.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. You just broke my dog's neck.
I was assigned to take this dog out, and this dog has been taken out. And it looks like she wasn't shoplifting today, but there's pictures she was clearly shoplifting before.
Tim Tom, you're going to need to come with me in the office, please. Oh,
I would like him arrested.
Yeah, we'll do all we can, ma'am, to get you a new dog that looks an awful lot like that one. In the meantime, Tim Tom, get in the office, please.
Oh.
Sorry about that, Agnes. Have a good day.
Oh, good boy, girl, Anderson.
Well, I guess we pulled off another caper.
Blue eyes. I love you.
Sorry, partner. I work with Agnes, and I ate the non-poison fondue.
Did you love me? Was
no,
that a lie?
I never did.
He always tells the truth.
I always tell the truth.
Agnes, I'm asking you one last time. Put me under your shirt. I want to live in that mystical land of the Agnes.
You and my shirt. It's a sweater, but fine. Come on.
It's
get
the least
in here.
You can do.
It's the least I could do.
Hey, oh my gosh. What are you doing in here?
Hey, I was just dying.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm living.
I'm a magazine. Stars. They're
He's
just
a magazine.
Like us.
We don't get names anymore.
Oh, wow. Wow, this is nice in here. Who knew Agnes had all this underneath her sweater? Well, I'm going to go on a quick fishing trip. Look up this fishing pole here.
You can fish in her belly button.
Okay, nice. What a weird life this is, huh? What
it
a weird...
sure is.
Well,
I went
Agnes,
to art school.
Let's pick up some lollipops. Columbus Day is coming up.
Yes! Thank you, Dr. Button. Oh, fantastic.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Our last scene is a suggestion written by Virginia from Las Vegas. Hey, Alchemist, how about at a 7-Eleven, a new cashier has such a charming attitude that people feel impulses to blurt out their feelings and secret lies as they are being rung up. The cashier, in turn, finds out more about their community than they bargained for and tries to avoid conversations at some point, but is too polite really to stop them. Thanks for all the great times, Virginia from Las Vegas. Yes. Are you in line? Are you in line?
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
I'm in line.
I don't want to get in front of you.
Please don't get in front of me. Thanks. I'm in a rush.
Yeah, me too.
Boy, can I help? Who's next?
I'm next.
Oh, come on up.
Can I get some of those Trojans?
Trojan condoms?
The Trojan condoms.
For sex, you got it. How many would you like?
Just I guess, do you have any bigger packages than that one?
Just bigger, like for the size of your penis or for the amount of condoms?
Both. It's probably going to be lots of sex with...
A big penis.
With a big penis.
Okay. Here's the best I can do for you.
Gosh. Thank you. That's actually maybe something with less condoms, like maybe a 24-pack.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking forward to having sex this tonight. My hope is tonight, but if it's not tonight, it's
It'll be okay if it's not tonight. Well, is that all for you?
It is all for me, but I've got dinner plans tonight. But if it doesn't happen tonight,
that's going to be $15.
Okay, here's my card.
Okay.
But honestly, like, I'm okay if we don't have sex tonight. Well, and it's
you
just,
should be. Sex isn't everything. I just sign here.
Okay. And it's just that, like, sometimes
she's not going to go out with you, dude. Just hurry up.
I'm not trying to date her. I've already got a date tonight, and I'm probably going to have sex either tonight or the next time I got it.
Probably.
Sorry, that person's rude.
Oh, it's okay.
So where was I?
I think we're done.
Oh.
Have an awesome day.
Gonna probably have sex.
I'm really rooting for whatever's best for everyone.
Thank you. Well, really, for me, it would be best to have sex.
Right.
You don't need that many condoms, dude.
I probably do, because once I start having sex, they're gonna be addicted to it. What was I saying?
I think we're all done. I think you're saying bye.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, so I have plans tonight. Uh-huh. But if it doesn't happen, it's probably going to be on a second date.
I'm going to call the police.
Okay, I'm leaving. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, let me get a pack of Winston lights, please.
Got it. Yep.
And,
I'm going to need to see ID.
That's great. Hold on a second.
Oh, great picture.
Yeah. My kids got me this wallet, and it's my birthday a couple of weeks ago.
So I see.
Yeah. Is it weird that I don't love all my kids the same?
Oh,
is that normal? Do you know?
You know, I'm not a parent.
You're new here, right?
I am.
What's your name?
Delish.
Okay, Delish. Yeah, I've got three, and the little one just isn't stacking up against the first
one. Well, I think that love is funny, and it'll evolve, and it's okay for love to be different for different individuals. So just these cigarettes?
No, not just these cigarettes. So just give it time, you're saying.
I'm saying, yeah, give it time.
Get a
Let
couple
it
Slim sure. Jims, too. Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
Are you in line?
I'm totally in line.
Okay.
100%.
And is the Slurpee machine working again?
The Slurpee machine is working.
All right. Can I get the two flavors in like a twirly thing?
Oh, you want me to do it for you?
Well, yeah.
You're not a regular. Okay. Well, I will pour your Slurpee.
Like I said, the little one is, I've got my concerns. You know, he's not the brightest kid, and he likes to play with mud, and I don't understand the point of having three. My wife is the one who wanted to.
There you go. It's a bit of a swirl.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Well, once the children are out, there are people in the world, and everyone's on their own path, and I'm sure you're providing best as you can.
Oh, I appreciate that. Are you new in town also?
Uh-huh. Dude, she's not going to go out with you.
You know what, Harriet? Why do you judge everyone that's in line in front of you
because
you're waiting?
A really long time, okay?
All right, I'll wrap it up. So thank you. How much is what I owe you? What's
that
the damage?
That would be $13.
That's Harriet, by the way. She lives four doors down from
hey,
us.
Harriet.
Very
hey.
Loud, very loud, very obnoxious family. The whole family and the pets, quite frankly.
I'll make my own judgment on Harriet.
Just give me a little heads up, that's all.
Okay,
thank you again very much.
You're welcome. Don't drink too fast. You'll get brain freeze.
Oh, damn it, it happened.
Oh
my God. Sorry you have to deal with this stuff.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah.
So what are you up to tonight?
Oh, I'm working here, and then I'm packing.
Excuse me, are you in line?
Yes.
Or are you just standing immediately behind the woman who's ordering?
Kind of both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like I have these tickets to this concert. Heard of John Legend? Ever heard of John
Legend?
John Legend. Yeah.
I haven't.
John Legend. He's a really good singer, and I would like to take you if you're interested.
Oh, Harriet.
Yeah.
I'm new here, but I don't know if I'm supposed to fraternize with customers.
Oh, sure. Yeah, totally. No, I totally get it. I just thought, you know, you just wanted to be treated nicely for once.
And I appreciated you standing up for me when all those guys were
okay. No sweat.
Everyone just sort of spilling today. You know?
I have an idea. I'll just stand in the corner for your shift. And anytime somebody gives you a hard time, I'll yell at them.
You know, that's an idea, but I think you don't need to do that. We have security cameras, and my manager is in the back.
But the slushy machine needs to be fixed.
We've got a guy for that.
Me too. I'm the guy.
Harriet.
Excuse me. You guys are in line, right?
Yes.
I was here earlier. I just need to really quick adjust my order.
So what are you getting, Harriet? What can I get for you?
I'm going to get some of these M&Ms.
Okay. Are you sweating?
No, I'm not sweating. Okay. It's just I sweat. Okay. Delish. Delish?
Yep. Yes.
I'm going to just be standing right over here. Let me know if you need anything.
Okay, you can go.
Let's have a safe word. Love.
Stop.
Love.
Stop.
Okay, I'll see you in a minute.
Excuse me, Dee Dee. Just really quick. I just realized I forgot.
It's Delish.
Okay, Dee. Mm-hmm. I forgot lubricant, and it's probably going to be important to have that. So if I could just get that really quick.
There's lubricated condoms.
And there's a line.
You can just get condoms. Sorry.
Well,
have
but
lubricant.
I already waited in the line. The lubricated condoms?
But that's not the way the line works. So if you like by coming back in, you're kind of, you know, upsetting the line culture, and I have to deal with the rest of these people. I don't want them to be mad at me or mad at you.
Delish, you okay? You okay?
I'm doing great, Harriet. Okay. I got this.
I'll just stand over here in this corner until the line's gone.
You should just get in line.
Try lubricating your partner with words.
Whoa.
Okay.
Hi. I'd like to make a return, please.
It'll be my first return I've done here. I hope I can find the right buttons.
Oh, I'm sure you can. I want to return these chili cheese Fritos, which I had a couple of, but they were not good. And I want to return this mocha Starbucks frappuccino thing. I had a couple sips, but it wasn't very good. Mm. And then what else do I have here? Oh, and then this pack of mints here.
Did you just pull those out of the trash can out front?
Yes.
Are you okay?
No.
I can't pay you for the trash out front, but I have a snack bar in my bag if you want a protein bar.
I think maybe just this interaction will be payment enough.
Oh.
I'm not doing great. And
here you go. It's peanut butter flavored.
I don't want to eat. I just want to see you and touch. No. I just meant like human interaction.
Right here, babe. Right here. Excuse me, sir. Please back away from Delish.
Okay. All right.
I have a slushie in my hand. And I'm not afraid to use it.
I don't want any problems. I guess I'll just walk on over to the bridge then. I was hanging out at the bridge
today.
Oh, no.
Don't walk to the bridge.
Go to the bridge. Jump off the bridge.
No, don't. I don't want any part of what just happened, but maybe go call someone, you know, or talk to someone.
I don't have anyone. You know what I'll do?
There are hotlines.
I'll wait over here in the corner, in one of these corners until
corners
this
are my corner. Up at
That's
this
my
point.
Corner.
Okay, I'll go to this one over here. Oh, are you here, sir?
No, I'm in this corner. Okay. Yeah. I won't be long though, because as soon as this guy's done, I'm gonna.
Okay, and I won't be long for this world, really.
Oh,
if you think about it. So, thank you so
Pretty
much.
Pretty manipulative. Okay.
Okay. Can I finish the chips that I found in the trash can?
If you can eat the trash.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to get this pair of nail clippers.
Great choice.
And a large bag of Hint of Lime Tostitos.
I see that.
Uh-huh. And this fishing video.
Oh, fisherman, huh?
No, I just like to watch fishing videos.
Okay.
Some of these novelty bumper stickers.
Oh, wow, big spender.
issue of InStyle.
Mm-hmm.
24-pack of Bud Light.
Okay.
This Afro Pick.
You got a party later?
I'm having a party.
You can tell. You got all their party gear here.
single use Advil.
Yeah. Just the one dose.
Just the one dose. Yeah.
Okay. We're at $54. Anything else?
All right. Let's see.
Hey, Delish. I don't mean to interrupt, but I kind of sense some chemistry here. So I don't know.
Oh, I'm not sensing any chemistry here.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
Sensing any chemistry here. I'm just at work.
All right. Okay, cool.
Let me get a extra large Nutrageous.
Okay. King size?
Let me get a king size Nutrageous. Yeah. And three bags of ice.
Okay. You just pick that up on your way out.
Okay, great.
But I'll ring you up for you.
All right.
We're at $61. Do we have a number we're trying to reach?
I'm
not sure what the interaction is.
Trying to get to 80. Trying to get to 80.
You could get to 80 if
Man,
you just
look at that guy. He's like, he's made good choices in his life.
Well, he's kind of got it set. That's John Litchin,
the singer.
Yeah, you don't recognize him?
No, I would. I guess if I listen to his voice, but that's not. He looks. That isn't. That does not look like a famous singer to me.
Oh, I mean, he's definitely got a voice of a singer.
Let's do 18 scratch-off tickets.
I was just going to suggest
really?
Some scratchers.
Okay.
Yeah, 18. But you know what? What if we don't do 18? I give you some of the $5 ones in there.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe two.
Let's do a mix.
Yeah, let's do a mix. Okay. And it's 81, 85. Is that okay?
That's good. That's good. Okay. That's good. Doesn't have to be exact.
Okay, great.
Just has to be over 80.
Got it. Don't understand, but got it. Here you go.
Dad.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like you don't really like me that much.
What's your point?
Yeah, I guess that's the point. It just feel like, you know, like,
what am I giving off? What am I, what's happening that you're feeling this way?
Well, like my arm's broken.
Right.
And you said, just go fix it.
Right.
And I don't know. That just makes me feel like maybe you don't like me that much.
Because I'm asking you to be proactive in your own life.
Hey, Dad, thank you for coming to the big game today. You're the best. I love the poster you made me.
It's only because I love you.
I love you, too.
You're my fave.
You're my fave.
All right, darling, what?
You just literally said she was your fave.
And?
I've never heard that word from your mouth before in reference to me.
Because?
I'm your least fave.
Thank you. Now, about that arm.
Sarah, I understand you want me out of the house. I just don't have anywhere to go.
Well, I honestly am not in charge of what you do with your life.
You always say that.
Well, I always say that because you haven't changed. And I'm going to keep saying it until there is a change.
I guess I'll just have to wander the streets. I hope I don't end up at the bridge.
Oh, don't go to the bridge. Don't go to the bridge. Just get a job.
Well, I'm just going to keep walking. And no, I hope I don't end up at the bridge.
Be the change that I want to see in my house.
I'm going for a walk.
Please, just... Why don't you just go to the 7-Eleven and get some snack food, come back, and we'll talk about it.
I'll go to the bridge.
Don't go to the...
Sorry to interrupt you, Delish, but this is John Legend.
Oh, the guy you're going to go see.
Yeah, I got tickets for your show, man.
Harriet's going to see your show tonight.
Oh, awesome. You're a big Lynchum fan.
Big Lynchum fan, yeah. I have all your albums, so I've got two of them.
Oh, magic.
Yeah. Yeah. I got two albums.
Wow, I just like, this is so crazy. Like, you were up here and you were like, jiving with this guy. Yeah. And I was like, whoa, there's something going on here.
Oh, we weren't jiving.
I mean, but you were jiving.
Oh, jiving.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe and
I
was were. Like,
maybe you were. I don't know. I'm just saying. I wouldn't be upset.
Okay. Okay. Well, Harriet, you don't own me. Okay. So.
High five, John.
All right.
But I'll still be over here.
Now, listen here, John. We have your mother and father tied up in a room. And we're going to do terrible things to them unless you follow these specific instructions. Okay. We need you to wire us $200,000 right now to this account.
Ask for $300. Ask for $300.
$300,000 right
now. Okay, that's done.
Okay.
I'm a wealthy recording artist.
Okay,
that's easy.
Okay,
just relax. I'm gonna do the other stuff.
He said yes too quick. Ask for $400,000.
Okay, $400,000.
That's fine.
Okay, terrific. Now, we also need you to, tonight at your concert, you need to shout us out. Call us.
Both our names.
All right, yeah. Jake and Giles Riley.
Are those aliases?
No,
those are real names. Jake and Giles.
So we want.
Sure, I'll give you a shout out.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good. And lastly.
You should make sure that he only spends exactly $80 at the 7-Eleven.
Yes.
You're crazy.
Exactly $80.
Or we'll kill his parents.
Yes. Exactly. This is good.
Okay, fine. Let's not be crazy. It's hard to get exactly 80. Let's say at least 80.
At least. All right, man.
Okay, that can be done.
I can't be in... my name's not in the title of the thing. Just Jake and Riley.
Okay, you want a shout out? All right, fine. Jake.
Giles.
Jake, Giles.
And Samantha.
And Sam.
That's right.
I had a great time tonight. Thanks so much.
Oh, no. This is, you know, what I do. I go on dates and... And afterwards we hang out at my apartment. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, what's this? And I have this box of condoms.
Oh. Well, that's cool. That's good. Good to see that you use protection.
Well, I didn't get any lube because I figured.
What?
I figured I'd use words.
Hey, guys. You want any pizza?
I said that I was using tonight's apartment for date night.
I'm using tonight's apartment to live.
Luke.
I live in this apartment.
I'm having a date, Luke.
I live in this apartment.
You're making pizza from scratch?
I'm making it from scratch. I know how to throw the dough up in the air and make it kind of wobble like a weird frisbee and then catch it and then do it again.
Something smells really good.
It's the pizza, or it could be the sauce, which I'm also making.
Luke. Madam President, as you know, your life is in danger, so we are going to put you in a... Damn, what's it called?
7-Eleven?
Who are you?
Guys, is this real or is this...
No, this is...
Is my husband putting you up to this?
No, you are in danger.
Why are you laughing if I'm in danger? Why are we in the safe room?
Hold on.
Danny, why are
are we in the fucking safe room?
Madam President, I'm losing it, okay? It's been a stressful 2 weeks. People are trying to kill you on the daily. We need to send you to a small town. You need to don a new identity.
Oh.
What's the thing I'm looking for?
Cashier.
Witness protection?
Thank you. Duh.
Danny, you where need to get some that? Rest, take some vitamins.
Well, don't judge me, okay?
Where am I going?
To this small town on this map.
Larksville.
Bye.
Okay, so we're above 80, so yeah. We're good. Okay.
We should be absolutely fine.
Thank you so much. You look familiar.
I have black hair.
So. I guess so.
Lots of people do, but probably the person you're thinking of that I remind you of doesn't have black hair, so we couldn't be the same
person. Right.
And I wear glasses.
Look, I just want you to know how much I appreciate your help. You have no idea how much it helped figuring out how to get me over $80 in purchases.
Thank the scratchers.
Sorry, I just want to say, I want to tell you how much you've helped me. My time being here meant I wasn't at the bridge, and I'm starting to feel a little better, so thanks.
Oh, you're welcome.
I just want to say thank you for not saying you go out with me right away. Thank you for making me work for it.
We're not going to go out, Harriet.
Okay, but like, I just know if I stick it out, like, it's a done deal.
Mr. Lynchen?
Yeah.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay.
I don't.
Wait, so where did I get the ice?
The ice right is just in the cooler right out front. Okay. Do you need this receipt?
Yes, I need the receipt. I need the receipt.
Here you go. Good luck.
It says above 80.
Yep, and okay. You're having a party tonight. Oh, and a show and a party. Is this your green room swag?
yeah, that's right. Yeah, we all watch a fishing video.
excuse me, Delish, I need to make a return. I did not open these condoms, and I just could use my $15 back.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I got the receipt.
It's okay. I'm sorry it didn't work out for you.
Me too. It's not a big deal. It's probably going to happen next week.
Oh, sure. Luke. Oh, Luke.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this pizza is amazing. Oh, it's so good.
Oh, I've got pepperoni on my nipples.
We just decided that we would do it unprotected, so...
That can be
but maybe next time.
Fun and unsafe.
Oh, God, it was a lot of fun.
Well, here's your money. Thank you. If you need...
Hey, you the new cashier? I got a delivery. These are new condoms, and they got lubricant on the inside.
Oh.
Where do you want me to put them?
I guess just backstage here.
Okay.
Wait a second, Harriet. I don't think that's too convenient that guy would know about these condoms. I think he's here to put Delish in danger for some reason.
Uh-oh, man. Okay, I got this.
Also, I got it too, because I don't give a shit if I lose my life or not.
Will you just jump off a bridge already?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay.
You want to come out to the truck just for a second?
You need inventory, me to check I've never done an inventory check.
I need you to sign some paper.
Delish, I'm going to follow you outside.
Oh, okay, Harriet.
I'm here for you.
I will too.
It's just a regular lubricated condom delivery, guys.
But he
what
said
could go
the
wrong?
Lubricant was in the inside of the condom, which means it would just fall off, right?
And also, how would he know we were just
point.
Talking about that unless he had some kind of intel?
All right, lynchheads. This one's going out to Jink and Giles. And also for our president, who's been missing for the past 2 weeks.
Sorry, I didn't say your name, Sam. Sorry, I didn't say your name.
I quit this.
I want to make love to you with no condom.
That's his opening number, by the way. That is not an encore. That is his first song. Oh, man. How do we say his name again, John?
Lynchen?
Lynchen.
I hope it's not Lynchen.
It was Lynchen.
Lynchen. Yeah, it was more of a G than a J. Thank you all so very, very much. Keep writing to us at your name here at alchemythis.com. I want to thank our engineer of the stars, Doug Bain. Doug Bain. Sophie Lichterman, our producer, the iHeartRadio Network, Rafael Brito. Your name here at alchemythis.com. Subscribe, write a review. We're dropping 2 episodes a week. Hope you're enjoying that. Let's go around and thank our alchemists, please. Chris Alvarado, thank you.
You're welcome.
Great to have you here as always. Vanessa Ragland, thank you so very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And what do we got? Craig Kukowski.
You're welcome.
James Heaney.
It's been my pleasure.
And Carla Kukowski.
Thank me.
Well, giving thanks once again that Joey Greer couldn't join us today. Woo! And yes. Until next time.
Alchemy.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.